you need a weather scan channel for when you've got weather on your phone?
Not everyone has that type of technology. I don't know.
They could?
They could.
Or, I mean, at the very least, you should have some form of access to Google, right?
You would assume everyone has access to Google. Or a facsimile of Google.
I mean, at the very least, you can go to your local library.
Why would you need it? Just for the weather?
Hey, you may not have internet access, so you know you need to go check the weather. You go to the library. They've got computers. They've got...
But isn't the point of going there, needing to know the weather before you leave? What are you supposed to wear to go to the library to find out about the weather?
Well, you could go stand outside and see if it's hot or cold or raining or not. I mean, you could do that.
But what if you leave and it's a certain temperature, and then when you get to the library and then you realize, oh, it's going to rain, and oh no, the rain has started. What are you going to do then?
Run.
We're not allowed to say the word run because he's not around.
Where is he?
He's not around to say run.
Y'all, I'm gonna have to rant on this show. And by rant, I mean whine profusely.
So run to the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Raw Post Show. We're opening with a weird song because it was a weird night. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, the Raw Post Show, presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey today. Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin. That's Lindsay Ward.
You know, it's kind of a shame he didn't bring his mustache husbands with him.
Well, it can't be.
I mean, he did. He brought them, but they didn't physically walk out with him.
Yeah, they just weren't allowed in front of the people.
Such a shame. They're such an interesting family.
Let's start with them, shall we?
I think we should, because it was the biggest surprise of the night.
Kind of.
So. It was the most favorite surprise of the night.
Sort of, yeah. It was most interesting. Yeah. Anyway. So Enzo's talking and talking and talking. Even Booker T was wondering why he's still talking. And he's just going on and on and on and on. Kalisto comes out. He's still talking and talking.
It's what he does.
I know. And then Pete Dunne's music plays and Kurt Angle comes out. And he introduces Pete Dunne, who got an ovation. I don't know if he was over or not, though.
He was a bit over.
Yeah, he was a bit over.
I mean, you want to talk about a massive pop? Oh my God. But I feel like WWE could have played that a little bit better. They could have maybe not shown Pete Dunne's entrance video before Pete Dunne came out and, like, played Kurt's music.
Yeah, that kind of seemed like a production error.
I think it was. I think, well, it could be that originally they had just called for Pete Dunne to come out, and then Kurt, I guess they at some point wrote in Kurt to come out and introduce him, and then have him come out. So it's like Pete's, the surprise kind of gets ruined because out is, you know, he's coming, but Kirk comes out, gives him a nice introduction, and then Pete comes out to this huge ovation. So Snarly McSnarlson has officially made his debut on Monday Night Raw. Although I would wager a guess this is not his official debut. This is more the, hey, we're in England, we're going to use him kind of thing debut. But it's definitely an indicator that Pete Dunne is likely on his way to the main roster here very soon.
Most likely, yes. Whether it's in NXT or on the main roster, yes. He beat up Enzo Amore. He beat Enzo Amore in the middle of the ring. So your UK champion beats the Cruiserweight champion on Monday Night Raw.
That forearm was sick.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, God. This match was okay. Pete was trying and Enzo was just not.
Enzo was Enzo.
Enzo was Enzo. He was not really assisting. So Pete was trying to do what he does best and he looked very good doing it. But Enzo was not trying to really help him out or do him any favors in it. So there was a bit of a struggle between the two because I think Enzo just isn't used to the strong style that Pete works. So it's something that, you know, he was trying to take the moves like he knows how to take the moves. And Pete was like, nah, Because they did it. At one point, the drop on the apron
looked weird.
It looked weird. It was actually more, it wasn't like on the edge like some of the other ones get it. It was more safely on the actual apron. So it did not look as devastating, especially the way they had to get shot. So that was part of it.
Yes, it was. But Pete Dunne won.
But Pete Dunne won. A solid debut for Pete Dunne.
Asuka beat Stacey Coates. Y'all getting the squash matches you desperately wanted. So here you go. Asuka squashing people.
Like, I'm okay with her squashing some people because they have a limited women's roster and she can only go through so many.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, if you people start complaining about her squashing people, then we got an issue. Because this is what y'all wanted.
It's like, here's the thing, you can't break the undefeated streak to at least WrestleMania, so what do you do?
Oh, it shouldn't even be WrestleMania, it should be long after WrestleMania. But, no, this is what you're supposed to do, but, you know, when people start getting tired of these squash matches, and they will complain that she's not facing real competition, I will go back to, they gave her Emma at the start. Let's be real. This is, you can't have it both ways. I'm just talking to the internet. You can't have it both ways.
Actually, I saw somebody on Tumblr, I think it was Sam, that had a brilliant idea, where it's like, you have Emma come back every week as a different character, until she eventually beats Asuka. But then it's like, oh, right, Emma's gone.
Emma's right. Gone, yeah.
But that would have been really cool, like, cute or cool for a little bit to see, is like, Emma comes up with different characters to try and beat Asuka.
Yeah, it would have worked for a while. You could still do it with someone else.
Yeah, you could still do it with someone else.
Jason Jordan beat Elias in a guitar on a pole match.
Never again. Please, never again.
Monday Night Raw kicked off with Miz TV. Kurt Angle was the guest. Curtis Axel's in a neck brace because of the beatdown by Braun Strowman. Kurt Angle said he had to negotiate with Braun Strowman to get him on Team Raw, and his only way to do it is by giving him a match with The Miz tonight.
Because of course.
Because of course. So you had Miz versus Braun Strowman. It was fine. It was there. It was just a thing. And then...
Okay, wait. Before we get to that, I just want to say this out loud to whoever is dressing Bo Dallas. Like, whoever got their hands on that child and taught him what fashion is, or just gave him clothes and told him to wear them, on behalf of internet fans everywhere, we say thank you. He looks like 10 times better than before he went out. So either he got schooled in fashion, or somebody just, like, took him shopping and was like, here, just wear this with black pants. You'll look fine. Stop walking around like an idiot.
Let's mark this tape, and when Bo dresses like an idiot, we can go back to it, pointing that out.
Well, that's when we know that the wife or the mom or whoever did not quality check his clothes that week.
Okay. May I continue now?
Yes.
So, it's gotta be Kane shows up. He goes face to face with Braun Strowman. They fight a little bit. Kane gets knocked to the outside. You saw his weave parted to one side. And Braun Strowman beat down Miz and Bo and stood tall.
Well, to be fair, we saw Braun's bald spot, so it's all good. But my favorite thing about this was when Kane comes out. Kane gets in the ring, and he just gives Braun this look like, let's get this the hell over with. He's just like, no care. Just nothing. Just zero foxes given. He's just like, whatever, dude. Like, he actually looks at him at one point, he's like, come on, let's do this, come on.
Right.
I want to go to bed. I'm tired. Let's go. Come on.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long trip, man. Let's do this. It's just so funny. It's like Kane just does not care. And then at the end, where he does the little sit-up, bless his heart. I don't know why they did this in slow-mo, but they did. They did where he does the little sit-up spot after he gets beat up. It's like it was fine in regular motion, but they like... They showed it in the slow-mo where he's sitting up, and you're just looking at him like, oh, the struggle's real, isn't it? You're just like, oh, man. That was not flattering for him at all. Can you not? Can you just not?
Should mention, before this match, there was a backstage segment, and Bo Dallas says monsters aren't real.
He lies. He believes in mole men. Listen to him.
But he was doing his best job to give a great pep talk to The Miz.
He's calling on that skill set, which is motivational skills, and failing miserably, which we all know he will. But he's going to try anyway, because he's Bo Dallas, Mr. Positivity. And yeah, just, he's like, monsters aren't real. And we're both sitting here watching it like, oh, you lie. You believe in aliens and mole men and swamp things and everything else. Like, you know they're real. Yeah. Just don't even.
Let's see. Titus O'Neil got choked out by Samoa Joe.
Thanks for taking one for the team, Titus.
So Samoa Joe's like, I want competition. He's looking for a fight. Out came Finn Balor. Finn and Joe fought to a no contest. A double countout. Then, they're being pulled apart. Finn does an awesome dive off the stage. Cool stuff.
Very cool stuff. You know, I'm getting a little tired of this whole, the extraordinary man that can do extraordinary things. I need proof of this. Can somebody send Finn Balor to my house, please?
She has a lot of painting that needs to be done.
I do have a lot of painting that needs to be done, but I have other things that need to be done that he could, you know, prove his worthiness with, just saying.
It was announced that, before the big dive, that, Finn and Joe will be a part of Team Raw.
Why?
Why not?
Why are you going to put them together? They don't like each other.
Also on Team Raw... Jason Jordan.
Yeah, there's the proof right there that Roman's probably not going to be ready or quite ready for Survivor Series if they're going ahead and setting that up.
But Roman's there next week.
Supposedly.
That's what they said on TV. They said he's going to be there on TV.
Well, he could be there on the TV via satellite.
No, he's going to be in Atlanta on Monday Night Raw.
So he must be feeling better.
He must be feeling better. Let's see. What else happened on Raw? Oh, Sasha and Bayley beat Nia Jax and Alicia Fox after the match. After earlier night inviting Asuka to be on the team, Alicia Fox invites Sasha to be on the team, but not Bayley.
Ooh, causing a divide. Ooh.
She was like, I want you, Sasha Banks. So Sasha's now a part of Team Raw for Survivor Series. That's fine. Now, in the cutest moment of the night, Renee Young is interviewing Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. And they're talking about, you know, what's going to happen in Survivor Series and what will happen tonight. And none of that really matters in this whole thing. The ending goes, Rollins says, this fist basically was the real bar. So Ambrose and Rollins fist each other. As they walk away, the cutest thing happens. Renee sticks out her fist. She wanted in on the group fisting action. It's the greatest gif. Let's be real.
It is. It's adorable. It's absolutely adorable. Like, she just sticks her fist out. And she's so proud of herself because she's like, I want to do it too. Can I do it? Okay, I'm going to do it. Fist out.
Fist out.
I'm awesome. I'm doing the shield fist.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like super, super awkward because it's just like, you know, Dean and Renee are married, so they're trying not to flirt with each other. Seth's not trying to flirt with Renee. He's not trying to flirt with Dean. Like, there's this awkward, we're not going to flirt with anybody, but they're completely flirting with each other kind of dynamic going on. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So your main event on Monday Night Raw was Ambrose and Rollins defending the tag team titles against Sheamus and Cesaro. They had a really good match. Cesaro throws a mean uppercut to no one's surprise. All four men are down, and you hear the New Day's music. And the New Day come through the crowd. Wood said, I'm glad to see all y'all still awake during this three-hour B-show.
Would have been easier if I had Bray Wyatt. Just saying!
They're there to spice things up a little bit. Kurt Angle's backstage saying, Ghetto! Go! Let's go! To Rhino and Heath Slater. And so a little bit of Braun Strowman, but Rhino and Heath Slater were there. So they were talking,
Yeah, can we just, like, pause right there for a second? you know, when you're Kurt Angle and you're walking through the back and you need backup, and it's like, you know, you think of everybody on that roster, and granted, two of the badass teams are in the ring right now. The last person you think of, and this is no offense to them, as backup is Heath Slater and Rhino. Like, he was walking through there getting everybody. It's like, oh God, why?
So New Day was mocking Raw for not doing anything after they put them under siege. Big E said they should prepare themselves for Under Siege Part 2. And they asked, what would Raw do? And the answer was, nothing. And so Angle and Raw come out. New Day stayed on the steps. They were laughing. And they're like, nah, not this week. So they walked up back up the thing. Meanwhile, with all this distraction, Rollins turns around. Bro kick. 1, 2, 3. And new Raw Tag Team Champions. The Bar.
That was surprising, I will admit. That was really, really, really surprising. I wasn't expecting that.
Points, 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 points. I got all the points.
You feel better?
Yes.
He's waited all day to do that.
Uh-huh.
He was bragging about it as I was driving home from work today.
Well, you set me up for it.
Yeah, I totally set you up for it, but then you were bragging about it the whole way home. But anyway, you know what? You know what, like, we can't brag about? Because, you know, they haven't put him on TV again for the second week in a row. And I did ask you nicely today, WWE, where the hell is my cult leader? I know he's there. I've seen pictures of him. He brought his slut pants. Where is he? Don't make me get nasty with y'all. I can summon him, damn it.
Well, why didn't you?
I'm giving him the opportunity to try and, you know, work his way back onto TV naturally, but goddammit, I will summon him if I have to. This withdrawal's getting bad, y'all. This is getting bad.
We are not doing natural birth on this show. You need to,
we are not. We are not doing that. We're going to be numb from the neck down, and then we're just going to pull that thing right out.
So you may have to summon him the unnatural way.
Well, you know, he is unnatural, so let's just go with that. But yeah, I mean, where is he? I mean, I'm not sure which is worse, knowing that he's not there or knowing that he's sitting backstage, like, you know, at this point, and they're not doing anything with him. It's like, he can't even get in on the backstage, like, clean out. The poor guy, he's just, like, sitting there, just, like, you know, doing nothing, twiddling his thumbs. Plotting to take over the world. Can't get on TV to do it. So, you know, where's Bray? Hashtag, where's Bray?
You need a mo card made. That should be a thing. Where's Bray?
Where's Bray? Do I need to make a graphic for this? Is this going to be like, where in the world is The Undertaker all over again?
Yep.
Okay.
Better get on that first thing tomorrow.
I will do that.
And Matt, we were making references to Told Bellist when they showed the birth of Birdie. So that's tying
the
up.
Birth that freaking scarred me for life. Like, you know, of all the things I was expecting to see on that episode, a cesarean was not one of them.
So make sure you check out the Rack Extras. All available.
You can hear my utter horror.
At RackRadioShow.com.
Never having children because of that. Ever. That looked awful.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Garrick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Instagram.com/MBG1211. Tomorrow night, WTR Sims presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling. We are going to have the Wrestle Talk Radio Championship on the line as the Godfather Extreme Rob Parks defends. Against who? That's a good question. We'll tell you tomorrow. See it all live, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. Thursday night, it's the Rack.
That's right, tune in. For the second week in a row, we do not have a pay-per-view, so we're going to have to come up with a discussion. Holy crap. So we'll also have news, we'll have notes, we'll have NXT, SmackDown, so much more, and the mystery discussion, which he and I are going to come up with. But hey, another week without a pay-per-view. Love these weeks. We get them so rarely these days, so... Tune in, it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
You know the social medias? Twitter, the Facebooks, the YouTubes?
Nope.
All that?
Nope.
Well, we're on it, under the brand name, Rack Radio Show. Subscribe, like, follow, do all the things. And share it on the internet, too. Tell your friends. Sorry, check out The Rack Extra Total Diva Season 2. Season 7, Episode 2 will be available on Thursday. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio. We're doing numbers this week. What is the greatest number between 1 and 512? Tune in and find out on the Greater Than Great Debate. Get your picks in by Thursday because we're going to do the first round via picks only, predictions only. So get your predictions in for the Greater Than Great Debate. What is the greatest number between 1 and 512 this Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio Live. On Facebook, Twitter, and .com, hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns to preview Survivor Series. We'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters.
GuruWork.net, wrestling figure photography. Plug them already, plug it again. Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Mark. We'll see you all week long on there. It's the Wild Talk Radio Network, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Right here, wildtalkradio.com. And streaming always on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.